Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Rada with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, hundreds of Queensland motorists have been fined by new roadwork speed cameras. The mobile cameras at roadwork sites have issued 1,568 fines, averaging 10 per day since May. These solar-powered movable cameras aim to reduce speeding and enhance worker safety, with deployment based on demand and risk of the area. A Department of Transport and Main Roads spokesperson has stated that one driver was detected speeding on camera at 148 kilometres per hour in a 60 zone. RACQ Road Safety and Technical Manager Joel Tucker states that it is important to remember that roadwork sites are a workplace and that lowered speeds are to protect the people that work there.
Andrew Powell, the current State Minister for the Environment, has stood by comments from over a decade ago, expressing his disbelief that humans are the cause of climate change. He previously held the role of Environmental Minister under the Liberal National Campbell Government from 2012 to 2015. In that role, Powell's department systematically dismantled environmental regulations despite previous promises to respect them. Powell has a history of pulling anti-environment publicity stunts, including denouncing ice cream giant Ben & Jerry's in 2014 for speaking up against dredging in the Great Barrier Reef. While the Liberal National Government has promised to maintain the environmental targets set by the previous government, Minister Powell has been actively disengaging Queensland from their federal initiatives to fight ecological threats such as feral animals.
In national news, Bayside Council in Sydney's south has voted to drop efforts to de-amalgamate after a survey found that 79% of residents opposed the idea, viewing it as an unnecessary cost. The Bayside Council was formed in 2016 through a state government merger, and a recent survey of 401 residents revealed that the people were unwilling to pay for around $600 each for de-amalgamation. Liberal councillor Michael Nagy moved the motion, saying that it would be unfair to burden ratepayers during a cost of living crisis, fighting financial concerns and lack of community support. The business case for demerging would be submitted to the state government, but the future remains uncertain.
New South Wales police forces will have an increased presence around Jewish sites after anti-Israeli graffiti has appeared through the suburb of Woolloonahra. This suburb east of Sydney is home to one of Australia's largest Jewish communities. This follows a similar incident in the same area last month, where a car was set alight amongst anti-Israeli graffiti, resulting in two men being charged with over 20 offences each. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has stated the government is working very closely with the Jewish community about synagogues and places of worship, especially in the lead-up to Hanukkah.
In international news, details of the accused murderer Luigi Mangione's notebook has been released to the public, containing his motive. Investigators have confirmed that Mr. Mangione suffered a back injury, possibly on July 4th last year, which friends of the accused have described as debilitating. Joseph Kinney, the New York Chief of Detectives, told Fox News that his writings went into great detail on Mr. Mangione's plan. They are currently investigating the extent to which insurance was able to help him. Law enforcement sources told media that the notebook described the CEO and his associates as parasitic, along with a detailed plan for the attack. Luigi Mangione has been charged with second-degree murder, as well as several weapons offences.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.